like to hear a song.
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. And then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, 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 laugh.
Yeah, I figured I would start the show out with Don Sullivan. The poor guy gets cut off just about every time I drop him into a show, and I was like, you know what? We're going to start a show with Don Sullivan and the Mushroom Song just because I gotta. Now here's actual music.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the Devil's House.
We'll be right back.
Right, that was Ginny Oops with No More Candy, Time Passes, Rusted Hope, and Rubber Soul Lover. I dig those girls. New band alert. We did get a new band. The Pink Moon Babies said we could play their music, and so I grabbed up some of that stuff. I think I might reach out and say, hey, can you give me some of your other music? Because they have CDs out there, and when I went to find them, yeah, they were all sold out. So I guarantee if I do find them on the open market,
They will be made of bars of gold and unobtainium, and I'd have to sell my home to own one of these great CDs. So I'll probably just reach out to them directly, and they'll say, yeah, here's some digital. Hopefully. We'll see. You never know. Sometimes this stuff is available. Sometimes it isn't. It's just a lot of these bands I'm finding, man. It's tough to find the tough to find the physical medium. You know, that's why I really appreciate when they do send them. I know, like, Fifi and the Mach 3s, and then Mamie and the Mach 3s now. They were Fifi and the Mach 3s. You know, they send me CDs in the mail, like, physical. I was like, wow. I was blown away by that. That's all good stuff. In fact, why don't I drop some of that in now? This is the Pink Moon Babies. Dig them. I know you're gonna.
Hey, hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
Yeah!
In the beginning, there was nothing but rocks. Then somebody invented a wheel. And things just began to roll.
Dance, 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 dance
We'll be right back. the name of the Lord, we demand entrance to this sacred castle.
No chance, English bedwetting cats. I burst my pimples at you and call your door opening request a silly thing. You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms.
Did I tell you they were awesome? Yeah, they are. I have to find more of it. I played Pink Moon Babies. I played Rock This Town. That Is Rock and Roll. Dance, Dance, Dance. And I'm Wanderer. I will be trying to find more of their awesome music to drop in here and there. You know how it goes. We're always trying to find some cool new stuff. I got a book that, Promi, remember Promi? Yeah. He wrote and said, oh, this book's really cheap and it looks kind of cool. And it was only one of those Amazon deal. He always has some shenanigans. So I ordered this just a blind, it's a big, heavy, hardbound book. And it was like the game console. It's like a photographic history from Atari to Xbox. It's by Evan Amos. Amos? A-M-O-S. Yeah, Amos. It's called The Game Console. And it's more of like a, I don't want to say like a coffee table book because it has information in it. First I was like, we'll see, because it was pretty cheap when I bought it. And as I was going through it, I really do enjoy it. It's mostly pictures and expanded views like of the consoles broken apart and of the controllers by layers, so you can see how they work and how they go together. And I was like, well, I probably won't learn much because I have a whole library filled with these like video game stuff and pinball stuff. But I was wrong. There is a lot of stuff in there I'd never heard of before, and it's kind of cool. If you're into that kind of stuff, and if you're listening to the Saki Bamagogi, you might be into that kind of stuff. You should go check it out on Amazon. It's pretty cheap. It's a beautiful book. He put a lot into it. These images are gorgeous. And it's one of those things where I was like, that's cool. If I ever break a controller, I might be able to see how to fix it. But it's definitely worth it, worth checking out. It's called The Game Console, a Photo History from Atari to Xbox by Evan Amos. And I'm not getting paid to say that. Just thought you might dig it, because I sure did. I'm almost through it. It actually, I'm up to the current gen. So, and the coolest thing is like they have a lot of that, like the one-off stuff out of Taiwan and China. Like anytime there was a popular console, well, it got ripped off, So then there's these weird Tiger knockoffs in Taiwan and all that kind of stuff. So he had those in there too, each one of those. And it has a little blurb about them, talks about them, how many, what their processing power was, that kind of thing. So it's definitely worth checking out. I'll tell you what else is worth checking out. This music right here. You know it's coming. I know it. You know it. Everyone knows it. It's time for some 5, 6, 7, 8s.
Sorry about that.
All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, ma'am.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm going to have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it?
Bye. Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh.
Come on the most fantastic and terrifying journey of your life. 4,000 miles into the center of the Earth, to a world within our world, at the Earth's core. Now, American International Pictures hurls you at supersonic speeds with Doug McClure and Peter Cushing to a world peopled by creatures beyond your wildest nightmares. The Mosops, whose fiery breath withers trees and plants. The vicious Mehars, bird women who feed on human flesh. The giant Baz, lizard-like behemoths with poison fangs. The cruel Sagoths, animal-faced soldiers of Pellucidar, ruled by the Princess Dia, whose seductive beauty can drive men mad. Come on the most incredible voyage ever dared by man. Edgar Rice Burroughs, At the Earth's Core. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
All right, that was the Feisty 7-8s off of their newest Tanoki Gokken CD. I played Shoujo G, the Hungry Raccoon, Mossera, Great Balls of Fire, and Bank Robber. I don't think I've played Bank Robber before. I always play Mothra and Shoujo G, the Hungry Raccoon, because I think they're hilarious. Well, I think Shoujo G, the Hungry Raccoon, is hilarious. Not hilarious, just cool. I will say one of the bad things about going through that console book is that I found something. I was like, oh, I should try and find that. Well, okay, you know, and you can start going down that rabbit hole. And I was like, oh, you know, because it's the SNK Pocket. It was a big thing in Japan. SNK kind of has this cult following. They do a lot of really good fighters, and some of the games really stand out as being good. They just didn't make it, you know, either for pricing or whatever. There's a lot of systems that failed just because they weren't there in time, or they just, whatever, for whatever reason. So I was kind of like, I'm going to check out one of those color SNK. Like the Neo Geo Pocket, you know, the SNK Pocket color from Japan. And I start looking up, I was like, well, and I start finding them. I was like, eBay? Wait, is that still a thing? Is eBay honestly still a thing? I think it might be. I was shocked. I was surprised. I was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to go on eBay to buy these things. But, I don't know. I might just keep trying to find one of like some vintage game stores and stuff like that. But then you're getting gouged. You know, and I think the chances of finding a Neo Geo Pocket in the wild are pretty slim. Maybe I should reach out to some of my exchange students and say, hey, if you got a lead on one of these, let me know. That might be the way to go first. So I might start with that. And just, I'd rather give them the money than, you know, just eBay. Who the hell are you? eBay? I was like, eBay? Playoffs? But, I don't know. I might have to dip my toe back into the horrors that are online auctions. I don't know, man. That's a tough sell for me. But what are you going to do? If you listen to my other show, you will heard that I am going up to Wisconsin next week. So I will come back with all kinds of zany, hopefully good stories, you know. I hope I don't come back and say, I was shot. Now I'm dead. That'd be a boring show. It'd be a ghost of me. Well, actually, if it was a ghost of me on air, that might be pretty lively because I'd have a lot to say because I don't think I would be held down by the laws of this plane. But also, how would I turn on the equipment? You can see how that might be a hindrance. I'll try not to get shot. I don't think it's going to happen. I think I'll come back with some cool different stories for you. I'm going to play us out of here. I think I'm going to drop in, you know, every time I see the bat, I kind of want to drop in the bat because they're cooler than the other side of the pillow. Let me see if I can find something different, though. I should do, I could do Ask For It. I haven't done them for a while. Oof. I'll surprise you. I'll see you next week, everyone. Thanks for listening. This has been Saki Bama Gogo, Show 90. My name's Mal, and I will see you next week with more shenanigans, or shenanigans, as it were.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Yeah. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.